This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan today said that Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati System, has accelerated implementation of mega projects and key welfare schemes. Addressing Media New Delhi on the outcomes of Pragati, Mr. Somanathan said that so far, 50 meetings of Pragati have been held and undertaken over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crore rupees, including those which faced problems, were reviewed. He informed that 61 government schemes, including One Nation, One Ration Card and PM Jan Arogya Yojana, were also reviewed other than the projects. He said that since the implementation of Pragati in 2015, 36 different classes of grievances, including issues related to corona, banking and insurance, and Jan Dhan Yojana, were reviewed.
In terms of projects, it has so far covered over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crores. This includes both projects which had a problem and projects which did not have a problem. I am not suggesting that all 3,300 faced problems, but this is the portfolio of projects that Pragati has handled in this period of time. 61 government schemes other than projects have also been reviewed in Pragati.
The Cabinet Secretary said Pragati-led system has helped resolve 7,156 issues out of the 7,735 issues related to projects. He also informed that Pragati has helped commissioning of critical projects like Jammu-Udhampur, Srinagar-Baramula rail link project and Bogibil rail-cum road bridge over river Brahmaputra. Mr. Somanathan said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi conceptualized Pragati as a comprehensive solution to the large time and cost overruns in countries' public projects and schemes across tiers of government. The Centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive and IT hardware. These projects are expected to generate production worth 2,58,000 crore rupees and create around 34,000 direct jobs. On the occasion, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "The implementation of major reforms and the acceleration of execution are key hallmarks of the Modi government." Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that it is extremely worrying to find highly educated individuals and those associated with prestigious professions involved in activities against the nation and society. He was addressing the Foundation Day celebration of a college in Udaipur today. Mr. Singh said that modern India draws strength and pride from recognizing its ancient past and cultural traditions. He said merely acquiring higher education is not sufficient if a person lacks human values and national commitment. He said this clearly highlights the importance of character building and moral consciousness alongside education. India has rejected Pakistan's claims of striking Indian military facilities in Punjab during Operation Sindoor. Sources in the Indian Army said that Pakistan is circulating misleading and unverified satellite images, falsely claiming strikes on Indian military facilities. The sources said these claims are not supported by facts, as independent verification of the locations shown in the images confirms that no destruction is visible at the alleged targets. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today informed that India now stands at the 8th position globally in WHO pharmacovigilance contributions as compared to 123rd 10 years ago. The minister said this while releasing the 10th edition of India's official book of drug standards, Indian Pharmacopoeia 2026, in New Delhi. The minister said that the newly launched report has incorporated 121 monographs, increasing the total number of monographs to 3,340. Mr. Nadda highlighted that the first-time inclusion of 20 blood component monographs will help to expand study and research in blood transfusion, thalassemia, hemophilia and anemia. In shooting, Haryana's Amira Arshad edged Railway's Rajshri Anil Kumar Sancheti to win the 10-meter air rifle women final at the 68th National Shooting Championship Rifle in Bhopal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.